Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another session of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations of Prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Hujjat al-Islam, Sayyid Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University and teaches in Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, dear scholar. How are you?
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much. I'm fine.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be on your program.
In our previous episodes, we talked about the education, the upbringing, how upbringing is a part of education, and what are different elements of education, what are different types of education, and how all that affects the upbringing of a child. Now you were talking about different domains of behavior. I would want you to explain that.
Yes, as we mentioned that in the six elements, when we're talking about the six elements of education, we're talking about the starting behavior and the, or as it is called, as the entrance behavior.
Okay.
When you start off a program of learning, mm-hmm. informal or formal, there's the entrance behavior, that's the starting point. And then you have the exit behavior, the expected behavior, the performance.
Expected and output.
Yeah, exactly. So the basic essence is the behavior.
Okay.
And we said every behavior has the superficial apparent aspect and the inner hidden aspects.
Yeah.
So the changes start from the inside.
Yeah.
And they move towards the outside. Now, this external behavior, or apparent behavior, or overt behavior, okay. as it is called, overt behavior.
All right.
And on the other hand, we say it's covert behavior.
All right.
That's taking place inside us.
Inside us.
Thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And even the psychomotor skills that we are developing.
Okay.
It's beneath the surface.
All right.
I mean, you're sitting here. You're a good driver, maybe.
Okay.
But at the moment, you're not driving.
Yes.
But you have driving skills.
Yes.
So the potential to be a good driver has been actually activated and actualized in your psychomotor skills.
Okay.
I mean, you're a good driver, but you're not driving. But how do we know that you're a good driver? When you sit behind the driving wheel and start driving.
Yeah.
So the psychomotor skills that are required to be a good driver are there. But it's not just the skills, it's the know-how also.
Okay.
Knowledge, the cognition of what driving is.
All right.
And the feelings and the emotion. I mean, when you want to drive, you drive. Otherwise, you may not feel good about it.
Okay.
You may say, oh, I don't want to take out the car.
I don't feel like driving right now.
So you won't drive.
All right.
So, as I said, the three categories which we have to bring the change about are these three things.
Okay.
I mean, you may ask someone to tell him, look, driving is very good for you. I mean, if you have a car, you can go about any way you like.
Okay.
You're at your own free will to move out. You're not waiting for the taxi or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you may tell him or tell the person, oh, if you want to drive, you must know this is the driving wheel,
mm-hmm.
steering wheel, this is the gear, this is the clutch, this is the accelerator.
Yeah.
I mean, you may tell him.
Yeah.
And tell her. She may even be able to learn that.
Yeah.
and tell you that, look, this is what a driver does when he sits in the driving seat.
Yeah.
But he may or she may not be able to drive.
Yeah.
Because it's just knowing about driving.
All right.
It's not driving itself.
Well, so in order to bring about a behavior.
Behavioral change will come when the person knows it, feels about it, and has the
psychomotor skills.
The psychomotor skills. When you say psychomotor skills, that is the coordination between the mind and the body has to take place the nervous system.
Okay.
And we have to learn that. I mean, you want a child to be able to tie up his laces.
Yes.
And you feel very bad about it. Your child can't tie up his laces and you become angry about it.
Yeah.
Have you gone through the process of teaching
the
child how to do that?
Yeah.
That's a skill that he has to acquire.
Yes.
So you need to teach him and guide him about it.
I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about Islamic upbringing. So we as parents living in a world wherein there are so many, the world is changing at a very rapid pace, more than that we can think, wherein we expect our children to be doing different skills. Is not as easy as we think. Like I saw somebody's child doing something and I cannot expect my child to be doing the same thing. For that, to bring about that change or that skill in my child, I need to teach my child first. He needs to know, he needs to feel, and then there needs to be a coordination between his psychomotor skills.
Exactly. I mean, all these three elements come together beneath the surface. It will then
I can see an apparent change.
Change the behavior and bring about the behavior that we expect
from a child.
From the child.
Okay.
So I must be I should be able to bring about that change and provide that learning experience.
Yeah.
In a proper way, so that change takes place in the child, or I should give some person the chance to try it. I mean, take him to a mentor or guide, which we do. For example, we want our child to learn about something and we can't bring that change about. We take him to a teacher or a guide.
Yeah.
But things which have to be taught at home, you can't expect, how to eat, how to have the right things which should to eat, what to drink, what not to drink, clothing, apparent features, hairstyle, I don't know, whatever
the informal kind of education we want to give our child, we cannot expect that coming out from a formal education.
Exactly. So we need to do that at home. I mean, if you expect your child or the girl to have the hijab,
okay,
and you don't perform, you don't observe hijab yourself. It's not possible. That is true. And even if you want her to change it, the first step is that you observe hijab yourself. But look at the influence which is coming from outside.
Yeah.
From the media, from the society.
Yeah.
From peer pressure, whatever. Yeah. So you have to take extra measures.
Yeah.
Apart from being a good observer of hijab yourself, you need to teach and guide the person, the girl, to learn about hijab.
Okay.
Hijab is important, why it is important, and how to create that feeling and emotion and that attitude.
Yeah.
That she prefers to take a hijab
as
on
a
her
choice
own,
herself.
As a choice, not as something which is being forced upon her.
Yeah.
And then she has to learn the skills of doing the hijab.
Yeah.
How to,
put on
the scarf, how to use the pin it up and whatever.
Yeah.
So these require physical
psychomotor
skills.
All right.
I mean, you can't expect a person to do something which she or he cannot do practically.
Okay.
So
I, as a parent,
for every good behavior, most of the time, skills are also involved.
Yeah.
There's no behavior, physical behavior, where the physical body is involved.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect something to happen overnight without that learning process taking place.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, children are so... so much, they have a great potential to learn by just following,
seeing
things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you tie up your laces in front of your child, gradually he or she will start learning to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is important because they, in the first step of psychomotor skills, the thing is the person takes a look at others doing something, and so he or she starts doing it on herself, but she does it he does it awkwardly.
Yeah.
Without any, it does not become a habit very easily.
Yeah.
There are 3 or 4 or 5 stages.
Yeah.
To that becoming a good habit.
Yeah. I'll talk to you on that note after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Brother Naqavi, please continue.
So the habit is formed where someone does something without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
So that is the level we want to take him or her to.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have to show the way how to do it and provide the environment.
Yeah.
So talking about good behavior, when we say that Islam wants good deeds from us.
Yeah.
Iman wa amal salih. Illa allazina amanu wa amilu salih. I mean, there's no other way to achieve salvation without...
Human being is in loss. The mankind is
iman,
in loss except for those who have faith and
continuous
deeds.
Emphasis on iman, amale saleh. Iman, amale saleh. Faith, good practice. Faith, good practice. But faith, as I said, translates into faith on itself, on its own, is not enough.
Okay.
As the Supreme Leader recently mentioned in his one of
speech.
His addresses,
yeah.
A very beautiful point. Our people, our nation, are people who have faith.
Yeah.
It is our job to make that faith translate into actions.
Okay.
And that, he mentioned that Imam Khomeini, may I have Allah peace upon him,
yeah.
Said that the Supreme Leader said he was one of the best people, one of the best persons who was able to change the faith of our people into good practice.
Into good practice, actually.
I mean, a good educator,
yeah.
A good trainer, a guide is a person who can motivate people, who can bring about transformation by changing, by
so
transforming
actions,
their faith into actions.
Your
so
actions
faith,
should reflect your faith.
Exactly. Good actions are a reflection of faith.
Okay.
I mean, you would say, oh, there are many people in the world who have good actions, but they may not have faith. No, actions in Islam, actions based upon faith are important. Good actions are to be carried out based on, what is faith? Having belief in Allah is not enough.
Yeah.
It is more than just belief.
Okay.
It is more than belief. It is the faith which, as I said, that... the attitude which is there, as I always say, taqwa.
Yeah.
It is the axle between faith and good practice.
Okay.
This taqwa is something within.
Mm-hmm.
It's a manifestation of faith within our hearts. But that taqwa leads to actions. If there's faith and there's no taqwa,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we love our Holy Prophet. We accept our Lord, Allah Almighty. We love our imams.
Yeah.
But that love is not enough.
Yeah.
It has to translate into actions
through
taqwa.
It should be shown to you. It should be shown somewhere in the actions.
Good practice means it should be for the sake of Allah. Our destination is Allah. But what does that mean? We have to move towards Allah.
Yeah.
Ya ayyuhal insan innaka kadihun ila rabbik kadhan fa mulaqi.
Yeah.
O human being, you are moving towards Allah.
Yeah.
You're struggling towards Allah.
Yeah.
And you shall meet Him.
Meet Him.
But what is important? In what condition are you going to meet Him?
Yeah.
That movement towards Allah is there. But what does that mean? I mean, proximity in what?
Yeah.
Proximity in the fact that we become godly.
Yeah.
Meaning that we acquire the attributes of Allah Almighty. We become, our actions become godly.
Okay, so
they become excellent. Yeah. They become good par excellence.
Yeah. So in a world where we are living, where it's being influenced, we are being only taught through, fed through social media and other sources that iman is enough. You're saying practice is equally important. Not only iman can bring about all those changes. If I want to teach my child to be faithful, I need to tell him attributes of Allah should be reflected in your behavior. And I should not only tell that by words, I should give him the knowledge. He should feel that. I should give him the psychomotor skills. I should either do that by informal education or I should hire some mentor to do all that. Thank you so much, Mr. Naqavi, for being with us. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And you can listen back to our programs on our website. That's parstoday.com. And in parstoday.com, you will find a tab with the name Call of Islam, wherein you can find programs of Islamic upbringing. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.